The Torah describes the Akedah as Hashem testing Avram Avinu. But there were two people involved in the Akedah. Right? Avram has to sacrifice his son Yitzchak. How old was Yitzchak? It was a little bit of machloket mefarshim how old he was. The answers range from 37 possibly, given that Sarah was 90 when she had him and 127 when she died, and she probably died in response to hearing about the Akedah, according to some Mefarshim, some Midrashim. So he was about 37. Other Midrashim and Mefarshim have him about 26. But either way, Hashem tested Avram Avinu is the pasuk. Elohim nisat Avraham. It doesn't say Elohim nisat Yitzchak. But yet, in our tefillot, we're only shortly after the Amim Noraim. If you remember, there were a lot of times we would discuss Akedat Yitzchak. Akedat Yitzchak lezaro berachamim tizkor. Remember Akedat Yitzchak and Yitzchak's role in it. So, who was the Nisayun of? Was it Avram for sacrificing his son? Was it Yitzchak for being sacrificed? Okay, now I know we're into Chakiras in both. Okay, so which one of those then had a greater Nisayun? Okay? I'll grant you both. Which one of those was a greater Nisayun?
Chor Avram.
Chor Avram. Why?
Because
it says in the Pasuk. Ah. So why was Avram the greater? Why did the Pasuk tell us that Avram was the greater Nisayun? That's the question. You've got the question. You figured out in the in the method which one makes more sense to you. So that one. But why? Okay, maybe now you have to ask the why, right? The three fingers, the W, why? Huh?
Oh, maybe the Pasuk is telling you that it was Avraham, because obviously your half Amina would be that it's Yitzchak. That Yitzchak is one being killed, right?
So then the Pasuk needed to tell you that. But why was Avraham's Nisayon greater?
Oh, because he's sacrificing the son that he waited his whole life for. That was his whole purpose. It's as if he was losing his own life and more.
Okay.
Is ruining his reputation.
Spending
his whole life saying that God is more.
God is good as God, and he would never tell you to sacrifice your kids like Molech, and he didn't. Okay, yes, these are all in the Mefarshim and Midrashim, and very good ideas. So the Beis Halevi, along those lines, tells us, there are a lot of people who, due to Dochak Parnasa, that means to earn a living, to feed their family, to put food on the table, and to take care of their kids because of the love of their children, sometimes are willing to make great sacrifices and let's say break the rules or bend the rules. Okay, there are people who, due to financial duress, due to their love of their children, sometimes have pitfalls and obstacles that they fail at or need to overcome. So Yitzchak, the Nisayon for him in the Akedah is to give his life. Avram, the Nisayon for him is to give up his kid, as you said, which is everything he worked for in his whole life. But the same people, says the Beis Halevi, who might make the mistake, or might, I don't know, mistake, I can't judge him, but who might fall to those pitfalls and go to those great lengths in order to provide for their family under those difficult conditions, and so might break a rule or violate them, those same people would give up their life al Kiddush Hashem. Says the Beis Halevi, giving up your life for Hashem is easier than being the survivor of those who lost those who gave up their lives for Hashem. That's the Beis Halevi says.
Survivors.
Got it? There could be survivor's guilt, I don't know. But in other words, Avram Avinu, what he had to do would be to give up the person, as you were saying, Hirsch, it was the most important thing to him. He had worried. He was 99, 100 years old, waiting for him. And he worked so hard, and he finally weaned him, and now Hashem tells us to sacrifice him. Okay? And now I'm going to have to live without him? That is harder than Yitzchak's role, which is to die for Kiddush Hashem. And therefore, the Torah, which is going to tell us about a Nisayon, it's going to tell us, Elohim Nisat Avram. Hashem tested Avram. But our tefillot, when we're davening and saying, give us the schut of the Akedah, who are we going to relate to? Why Yitzchak, if he had the lesser Nisayon? Because, why anyway are we bringing up the Avos? What are we doing in our tefillot? My Yafa Yerushatenu, it's our Yerusha, it's part of our heritage, this whole idea. So what does that mean? We're saying that we relate to that. Part of that has been passed down to us. As in, we also realize that we would do, we're more likely to be able to do Yitzhak's role and give up our life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu than we are to do Avram's role, which is to suffer the loss of the life of those who gave up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Like, we're not at the level and, to do what Avram did?
Yeah, or that one has come to us more. Hare Yitzlinu Nishar B'Yerusha Chilek Adol Me'anisayon Shel Yitzhak Yoter Mimashi Nishar L'Minisayon Shel Avram. That's what he says. In other words, we're closer to being part of what Yitzchak did than we are to what Avram did. And therefore, anachnu mivakshim sheyizkor lanu akedat Yitzchak ki ma'asav atovim horish gam lanu ksav. If you see, what Avram did wasn't enough schot to even save Yishmael. But Yitzchak, what he did, is what's for us because we relate to it, because we're part of it, therefore give us part of that Mesorah. So this profound psychological insight of the Beis Halevi helps us understand our tefillah. That why are we, even though Avram apparently had the greater nisayon, as the pasuk tells us, but it's because it's easier on some level to be the one who gave up his life than to be the one who suffers the loss of that life. And therefore, we dive in for the schud of Yitzchak, because we're closer able to do that than what Avram had to do. And so let that, may that schut of Yitzchak Avinu and Avram Avinu be all made us for Dori Doros as we may lead to Yisrael.
What about, what,